Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dantisha James. Today we're going to talk about Believer's Warfare with Satan Session 3. Believer's Warfare with Satan Session 3. Overcomers are followers of Christ who successfully resist the power and temptations of the world system. An overcomer is not sinless, but holds fast to faith in Christ until the end. He or she does not turn away when times get difficulty or become an obstacle. Overcoming requires complete dependence upon God for directions, for purpose, for fulfillment, and strength to follow his plans for our lives. To the Greek word most often translated overcomer stems from the word Nike, which according to Strong's concordance means to carry off the victory. So has your Christian growth reached the maturity level appropriate for your stage in life? Let's look and see what the word of God talks about. Let's go on to 1 John, and we're going to go down to chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 12 through 14. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. And, well, it switched over. Okay. And this is what the word of God says. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And so John was writing to believers of all ages. He didn't leave no age out. He said he's basically coming from the younger people to all the way to the elderly people. So John did not leave no believers of all ages out of this conversation. The dear children had experienced forgiveness through Jesus. The older men, fathers, were mature in the faith and had long-standing relationship with Christ. The young men had battled with Satan's temptations and had won. Each stage of life in the Christian's pilgrimage built up on the others. As children learn about Christ, they grow in their ability to win battles with temptations. As young adults move from victory to victory, they grow in their relationship with Christ. Older adults, having known Christ for years, have developed the wisdom needed to teach young people and start the cycle all over again. And so it's good for us as God's children, especially if we're still younger and don't know a lot, but it's good for us to talk to the elders who still, you know, shown by their actions in their life that they are for Christ and they're living for Christ, that we can get some wisdom from them, that we can get some knowledge from them, that we can ask them to pray or talk to them about some kind of difficult situation that we're going through. So that's why God gives us, we get all kind of ages in the body of the church, of the body of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we should be willing to put our pride to the side and ask for help or ask for wisdom or talk to someone about that will have more experience about being a believer and about what's going on, and maybe they can give us some advice. So let's keep going on. So through the Holy Spirit, we can overcome evil in this world, or can we not overcome evil in this world? Let's go see what the word of God says. So we're going to still be in John, but First John, and then I'm going to go to chapter 4, verse 4. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to go to chapter 4, verse 4. And it says this: you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And so remember the thing, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But we have to know who our Heavenly Father is, because he's much greater than all of this stuff of this world. And we got to know who we are in him, and we have to know his words, and we got to have a relationship with him. And so greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So it is easy to be frightened by the wickedness we see all around us and overwhelmed by the problems we face. Evil is obviously much stronger than we are, but scriptures emphasizes that the Holy Spirit dwells within the believers. Through the Spirit, we can overcome the evil in the world, including sin, including Satan, including temptations, including persecution, including false teaching, and we can live victoriously according to God's will for our lives in Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so we are more than conquerors. We are called overcomers because Christ who lives in us, who loved us, God who loves us, and give us the spirit that we can overcome evil. Let's keep going on. Because if you don't believe you can overcome, let me tell you something. I'm going to go ahead and tell you today that yes, you can overcome obstacles. Yes, you can overcome mountains. Yes, you can overcome that sin. Yes, you can overcome the temptations. Yes, you can overcome Satan and his scorpions and serpents and snakes and all that. You can overcome by the grace of God and his spirit. But you got to believe and trust God to give you that power and that boldness and that courageous to not be afraid. Let's keep going on. And so to be a conqueror come off victorious. Is that true or false? To be a conqueror comes off victorious. Is that true or false? And so remember, the power of conquering is in Christ, not in us, not in our own ways, not at all dependent on our own selves. No, it says to conquer is for us in Christ. With Christ, we can. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says this, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God, not of us. It is not easy to believe we are more than conquerors in Christ during trials, but we can be encouraged. There is a treasure within us. God's power, glory, and magnificence are sealed within us. This is the treasure. However, for these things to be released from the earthen vessel, it must be broken. We must surrender and understand our complete dependence on the living God, knowing brokenness release God's glory. Let me say that again. Knowing brokenness release God's glory. Not strong, not tough, not independent, not think I know it all. No, brokenness will release God's glory. And so, to be more than a conqueror in Christ, number one, trust him. Know God can and will work out all things for your good. And so we're going to go to the next question. Did Jesus Christ ever promise us that obeying him would be easy? Yes, I asked you that question. Did Jesus Christ ever promise us that obeying him would be easy? Let's get into the word of God. So we're going to go into still in 1 John, but this time we're going to go in chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 3 and 4. And the word of God says this. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And so Jesus never promised that obeying him would be easy. Let me say it again. Jesus Christ never promised us that obeying him would be easy. But the hard work and self-discipline of serving Christ is no burden to those who love him. And if our load starts to feel heavy, we can always trust Christ to help us bear it. The faith that overcomes the world is a faith that sees internal realities, experiences the power of God, loves Christ to such an extent that the world's sinful pleasures, secular values, ungodly ways, and selfish materialism not only lose their attraction for us, but also are looked upon with disgust and grief. So in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 says this, whoever has ears, let them hear. And what the Spirit says to the churches, to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is the paradise of God. And so God gives us the right to be victorious, and he's going to give us the tree of life, and which is the paradise of God. But we have to learn that we have to overcome the temptations with Christ's help. We got to overcome the sin with Christ's help, because God says he makes a way for us to escape, but the choice is in our hand. Do we want to escape, or do we want to continue to be involved with darkness and evil and wickedness, which is a part of Satan's dominion? We have to make up a choice. We have to make a choice of who we're really going to follow. Are we going to turn from our wicked ways, like the Bible tells us to humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways and submit to ourselves to the Lord? Or we're going to follow the world and live in darkness and destruction and go to the lake of fire of hell? It's really our choice, and God has given it to us. But I hope and pray today, as you hear my voice, that you choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how much it costs. Let's go to the next question. Can a Christian reject Christ and return back to sin? Yes, I asked that. Can a Christian reject Christ and returns back to sin? Let's go into the Word of God. We're going to go into 2 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 20 through 22. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. And this is what the Word of God says. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and are overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn their backs in on the scar command that was passed on to them. Of them, the proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and so that its wash returns to her wallowing in the mud. And so Peter is speaking of a person who has learned about Christ and how to be saved and has even been positively influenced by Christians, but then rejects the truth and returns to his or her sin. This person is worse off than before because he or she has rejected the only way out of sin, the only way of salvation, like a person sinking in a quicksand who refuses to grab the rope thrown to him or her, the one who turns away from Christ, casts aside his or her only means away from means of escape. And so in the Israelites in history, almost as soon as a good king will pull down idols, a bad king will set them up again. It is not enough to be empty. Oh, sorry. It's not enough to be empty of evil. We must then be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish God's new purpose in our lives. My last question is, should we pray for courageous to do what is right no matter what pressure we face? Let's go into Revelations chapter 21. And sorry about that. And then I'm going to read verse 7 through 8. Revelations chapter 21, verse 7 through 8. And the Word of God says this: those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolatry and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And so the cowardly are the fearful ones who abandon Christ at the threats of the beast. They fear persecution so badly that they choose temporary personal safety over eternal life with God. They are put in the same list. They are put in the same list as the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the liars, the adultery, the sexual immoral, and those practice magic arts. By contrast, everyone who overcomes stands firm to the end. They will receive blessings that God promises. Number one, eating from the tree of life. Number two, escaping from the lake of fire, which is the second death. Number three, receiving a special name. Number four, having authority over the nations. Number five, being included in the book of life. Number six, being a pillar in God's spiritual temple. And number seven, sitting with Christ on his throne. So to follow Christ requires boldness and bravery to stand for him with when oppression occurs. Pray for courage to do what is right no matter the pressure we face. Keep clearly in mind the heavenly rewards of Christ so that we won't be tempted to turn away. Those who can endure the testing of evil and remain faithful will be rewarded by God. And so, yes, we will be rewarded by God, and God will reward us for us standing firm no matter how much pressure, no matter how much oppression, no matter how much affliction that we endure. God's going to help us and get us through the times of the hard times, through the affliction, because God is all powerful, all knowing, Alpha and Omega, the King and the Kings of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's nothing our God can't get us out of. Our God can do anything if it's lined up in his will. But God's children have the power and authority to trample over evil. But we have to know who we are in him. And we got to know how Asked him for courageous and boldness so we can keep doing what is right, not what is evil. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. God bless you. Bye.